Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes with me, Pastor Otibuateng. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I have some few things to share with you from the Bible today, and I believe you're going to love them. If you have your Bible with you, I want you to turn to 1 John chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse 1. I'm speaking concerning the fact that you are accepted in the Beloved. You are accepted in the Beloved. 1 John 3, 1, it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us." You know, when you are reading the Bible, you must personalize it for yourself. The New Testament was not written to just anybody. It was written to you. It has your name in it. So when you're reading it, you must personalize it. Now, this is a love letter from God to you, and you must see it as such. You see, so instead of reading it, bestowed upon us, I believe it should be bestowed upon me. So I'm going to personalize it for you. Personalize it for myself too. It says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon me, that I should be called the Son of God." That I should be called the Son of God. It is by virtue of his love that we have been made sons. But we say that, "For God so loved the world, that is why he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, when you receive that everlasting life makes you a son. It makes you a child of God. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 1, from verse 12, it says that he came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them the right to be called the sons of God. So I'm a son of God, and so are you. Now the ladies, you're also in it. You shouldn't say I'm a lady, so I'm not. You're a son, you see. We are sons of God. It's broader, it's general. It's not to the males, it's also to the females. So behold, it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon me, that I should be called the Son of God." And it says, "Therefore the world knew him not, because it knew him not." You see, we are become the love children of a love God, the love sons of a love God, and it is by virtue of his love. He says he has bestowed upon us his love. So today I want you to go through life recognizing the fact that God loves you and that he has bestowed all of his love upon you so lavishly, and hence made you his son. You see, we are actually bona fide members of his body. We are children of God. When you read in James chapter 1 verse 18, he says that of his own will he gave birth to us. Of his own will he begat us, that we should be called, we should be a kind of his first fruits, of his creatures. You see, so he gave birth to us of his own will. Hallelujah. I'm the love child of a love God. I want you to go through the day saying that to yourself every single moment. I'm the love child of a love God. And because he loves us so much, he has accepted us into the Beloved. Now, when you read in Ephesians chapter 1, I want you to turn your Bible to Ephesians chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 5. He says, "Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." Then he says in verse 6, "To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the Beloved." You are accepted in the Beloved. He has brought you into a large place, the place where he brings his beloved. His beloved is kept in a certain place, and he has brought you in that place. We are in that land called Christ, and that land is a land for the beloved. You are the beloved of God. I want you to keep saying it to yourself. I'm accepted in the beloved. I'm the beloved of God. Now, saying that helps your consciousness. It makes you think rightly concerning God, and hence rightly concerning yourself. Most of the time, people think that they have a problem with God, or God has a problem with them, that God is at loggerheads with them. Well, I'm here to tell you that you are not at loggerheads with God, neither is God with you. God is not at loggerheads with you at all. He loves you so much with all of his heart, and hence has accepted you in his beloved. So go through life today saying to yourself, I'm accepted in the beloved, because that is what the Bible says. You remember I told you that the word of God is not written to someone else, it's written to you. It's written with your name there. So you are the one who is called the beloved of God. You are accepted in the beloved, brought into the large place to enjoy the fruits of righteousness, to enjoy the fruits of greatness, to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. That's something worth thinking about and something worth talking about today. I love you very much with all my heart. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, have a blissful day.